Chapter 18, I Make Paris My Home. How do I describe living in Paris? Hell, I'm a guy from Arlington Heights, Illinois, a typical American suburb just outside of Chicago who had never been anywhere. And now I'm living overseas and in Paris, no less. Well, it was pure ecstasy as far as I was concerned. A completely different culture, language, and a beautiful language at that, and very likely the most beautiful city in the world. I honestly thought that I would live there for the rest of my life. Oh, and Brad, don't forget to mention that you didn't design this thing, this living in Paris thing. You just inadvertently ended up there for some reason. And if you didn't thank your lucky stars then, do it now. Thank the man upstairs, too, while you're at it. Paris was magnificent. Just like that, I had this new magnificent life. I was living in Paris, and boy, was I one hell of a happy camper, put it that way. Baguettes, croissants, cafes, and the poetic French language playing in the background. People that are wonderful, all sprinkled with a certain atmosphere that I just can't describe adequately. You just have to go there and witness it yourself, but don't forget to go. I guess you could say that I was becoming worldly in a way. I not only loved living there, but I grew as a person as well. I would later grow more as I moved around from Paris to Singapore to New York City to Hong Kong and finally to Thailand. And I did become a bit worldly, which you can't help if you live all over the world. And I'm forever grateful that the man upstairs chose to put me in all of these wonderful and interesting places and bestowed upon me the brains and talent to be able to survive in all of those fascinating and wonderful countries. I know that I'm blessed because on my own, I could never have come up with this game plan in the first place. Not in a million years, my friends. As for my room, I actually found another $7 room, believe it or not. It sounds far-fetched, but again, the dollar was strong at 10 francs of the dollar, and secondly, the room was small with a WC down the hall, but charming as hell as usual. I think it's in their blood. They take a small little nothing of a room, put their French magic touch to it, and that little nothing of a room ends up being lovely. It had a window that kept the room bright and cheerful, and I had this great little room in Paris for all of $7 a day. Try doing that in New York. Well, I did try, and the only room that I could afford was that $25 one that I had to pay for through a hole in a bulletproof window that was filthy, dirty, scary, and haunted. Paris was simply a great place to live, and in fact, while I was living there, I called it home and had no intention of ever leaving. I took French lessons and made a real effort to learn that beautiful language. Why not? It's the most beautiful language on earth as far as I'm concerned anyway. Plus, the French appreciate it if you at least make an effort to speak their language, and that I certainly did. I mean, compare bonjour, monsieur, comment ça va, to hey, pal, how you doing? I rest my case. And another thing, I'd heard it said that the French were rude, but that is utter nonsense. Quite the contrary, in fact. I went everywhere in Paris, and the French were the nicest and most welcoming people you could ever want to meet. I loved it there, and I loved the French people. Vive la France! My first day there, I went to a well-known model agency that I had in mind called First Models and was fortunate enough to get signed, and that was very important because if I hadn't been able to get an agent, well, then I couldn't have stayed there. It was imperative that I got an agent, and don't forget, I was borderline height-wise. I really think the cowboy boots made the difference. I don't give myself enough credit, though, for my looks and personality because I did have a good look and a very winning personality. My time in Paris consisted of going to castings for modeling jobs, sitting at cafes, drinking espressos, or skating the streets of Paris. After my mom and dad met me in Paris when I first got there and brought my roller skates, from then on I roller skated all over Paris. And Paris had a great roller skating presence too. I was out skating one day and a group of around 10 locals were skating and having a ball, and they invited me to join them, and I skated with them that whole day. And I had one of the best days of my life. They introduced me to Paris in a way that only a local roller skater could. We skated from the Arc de Triomphe all the way down Les Champs-Élysées, which was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The Champs goes down at a downward slant, and we start at the famous Arc de Triomphe, which is located at the beginning of the Champs-Élysées, and then literally just fly all the way down the Champs on our eight little wheels. And it was pure bliss. Simply nothing like it. Then they took me to a rooftop overlooking beautiful Paris, and we skated up there, having the absolute time of our lives. We skated across some of the famous old bridges from one arrondissement to the next, and well, it was such a thrill that day skating the streets of Paris with those guys, and a day I'll never forget. I came up with a quote regarding this memoir, and it goes like this. It's not really about the journey. It's about the moments. I found that skating is no question the best way to see a place and that you can cover a lot of distance quickly, but your feet are still on the ground. If you were in a car, for instance, you'd miss it all. That day, I felt like I belonged, and I did. Paris modeling-wise, it was as competitive as it gets. I'd go to castings and feel like I was kidding myself. The best-looking guys in the world lived and worked as models in Paris, but you never know what the client is looking for, as one time I did happen to land the biggest modeling job in town and beat out every other model in Paris, so you just never know. Paris is such a beautiful city, and every corner of it is beautiful. It is made up of these areas called arrondissements, and there are 20 arrondissements, if I'm not mistaken, and I checked most of them out, either on skates or on foot. Each area has a bit of a different feel to it. In a way, no area is better than another, but they are all different, and I had my favorites. And then I'd be scooting around, and out of nowhere, I'd get a view of the Eiffel Tower looming in the distance. I never actually went to the Eiffel Tower, as it seemed like a tourist place, and I just couldn't be bothered. I also never visited the Louvre. I walked by it a few times, but sitting in front of a painting just doesn't seem to do it for me, or didn't then anyway. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do in that situation. Know what I mean? I had gone through the Art Institute in Chicago plenty of times, but I got confused when I saw people in deep thought staring at a painting there. Then I'd try it, and nothing. So I didn't even bother when it came to the Louvre. Here's a picture of me on my skates in Gay Paris, and then a model test shot of me taken by a young lady photographer whom I had met in Paris, and finally a shot of the Champs-Élysées and the Arc de Triomphe, which I grabbed off of the internet. End of chapter.